an each end catcher on something. I had fixed, you know. Oh yeah, it wasn't no problem when you had the ID.
Yeah. And what'd you use the? Did you have a place where you store hay or?
Not much back them days. No, sure they didn't. That's come about in the later years. There was very little hay ever saved. They had no way, first place, they didn't have no way of cutting it but with a grass blade or something, and you know you wouldn't have got very much of that. You see those mowing machines, now they've had them horse pull for a number of years, but they didn't cut no whole lot of hay. Few people saved a little hay, but not much.
Yeah.
And generally, they kind of counted on that corn, you know.
Yeah.
If you got plenty of corn, well, you can get by without the hay pretty good.
Well, when you cut hay, you raked it up into...
Yeah, then they just raked it up and hauled it out. And they generally have a loft, a barn loft.
Yes, sir.
And you chunk it up in there. You see, there wasn't no way, you didn't bale it, you know. You just had to chunk it up in there. And, but it wasn't a... There wasn't a whole lot of that went on.
Yeah.
I can recollect a few people did.
Would they ever leave it out in the field, say, when they worked,
Not around here. Some place they did. They would put up a post and they'd shock it around it.
Yeah.
But I never did do that around here. But I know I've been where they did do it, over across the river and all up towards Arkansas to there, you know. I've seen it shocked out there in the field like that, and them cattle would be eating it out of there. They could pretty near get out of the rain under there was eating it, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be, you know, huge shocks of it. But never did see it here. Uh-huh. Never did.
Now, what do you use your barn for? Can you tell me?
Well, the barn is strictly used for your team, which would be maybe one horse or two horses or mules, whatever you had, and keep your feed. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You feed. That was the horse's headquarters. The barn was.
Horse barn? Or?
Yeah. And, of course, you used to have some cattle, too, you know.
Yeah, did you have a place for your cattle where they could get out of the rain?
Not much, you know. People never did very much of that. They cattled in the weather. We'd feed them in the winter, but in the summertime, well, we didn't feed them much, very little. Used to, you know, when you grew cotton, them cotton seed was just the finest kind of thing for cattle, you see, and you could bring them back and throw them in your barn, and you had some good feed for your cattle. So you didn't have no waste there.
Now, the building you would store corn in is a...
And the loft maybe for hay if you were going to put up hay, yeah.
Yeah. You'd store your corn in a...
Yeah, in a bend or in a building, say like a room.
Yeah, that was a corn.
Yeah, a room big as this would hold, oh, maybe.
All your corn crop.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
A crib? So, crib or?
A 200 barrel. Crib is what we'd call them, crib, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what do you call, say, a building where you would store grain?
Well,
did you ever, like, store your oats or something like that?
No, we didn't. I never seen much oats grow with here, not to no extent. I've seen a few grow, not enough to give you anything much on that. And I've seen a little Highland rice growed here, but still not enough, you know, to do much with.
Highland rice?
Yeah, red rice instead of white, more red.
More what?
More red.
Yeah.
And all ever I seen it growed for then, most was for chickens. People said it was real good, you know, to feed your chickens.
Yeah, and the hulls you could, you know, use for the waste, you know.
Yeah, and...
How did you separate the oats from, say, from the grain, from the...
We didn't. Now, I've seen rice worked out.
It was